Hare Krishna. So till now we have seen the camera shifting from one personality to another. First it was there on the Kaurava side, then the camera has shifted to the Pandava side. And in the previous verse, verse number 14, we saw that Krishna and Arjuna, they started blowing their conch shell. Now the more focus is given on this particular activity of Krishna and Arjuna, and more details are given about that in this particular verse that we're going to discuss. Verse number 15. So let's go through this verse.
Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjayaha Paundram Dadmau Mahashankham Bhima Karma.
So in the previous verse, that is verse number 14, there it was given Madhavaha, Pandavaha. Madhava, we discussed, husband of Madhavi. Pandava, we said, son of Pandu. So husband of Madhavi is Krishna, Madhava, and son of Pandu, Pandava, that is Arjuna. But now in this verse, there are two other names are mentioned. For Krishna, here he is addressed as Rishikesha, and Arjuna is addressed as Dhananjaya. So let's discuss this line by line. Panchajanyam Rishikesho. So Rishikesha is the name of Krishna, and his conch shell's name is mentioned. What is the name? Panchajanya. And Arjuna here, he is called as Dhananjaya, and his conch shell's name is Devadatta. Now let's discuss first about Rishikesha. What do we mean by Rishikesha? What is the meaning of this name? So we can divide this name into two, Rishika and Isha. So Rishik means controller. Sorry, Rishik means senses, and Isha means controller. So Rishikesha or Rishikesha basically means controller of the senses. Isha and Rishik, controller of the senses. Now more things are mentioned here. Now very, very nice points in the purport. Let's refer to the purports directly and try to discuss. So here Prabhupada writes in the first line itself, he is the owner of all senses. Who? Krishna. Krishna is the owner of all senses or controller of all senses, so he's called as Rishikesha. Then, in the next few lines, Prabhupada says, the Lord, situated in the hearts of all the living entities, directs their senses. So, Lord is situated in every living entity's heart. And Krishna says this himself in Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 61st verse. He says, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddheshe Arjuna Tishthati Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. So, in this verse, Krishna is saying, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Riddheshe Arjuna Tishthati. Oh Arjuna, I'm there in everyone's heart, in all the living entities' heart. What do I do sitting in the heart? Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. I, as Paramatma in the heart, I direct each and every living entity. And same thing here it is mentioned. So Krishna is situated in the hearts of all the living entities, and he's directing the living entities, and he's directing the senses of the living entities. But then, does he direct each and every living entity same? There's no difference between one living entity and another. That's what Prabhupada is mentioning now in the next line. He directs in terms of the surrender of the living entity. And in the case of a pure devotee, he directly controls the senses. Very, very important line. I would like to give you an analogy to understand this. Now, when it comes to parents, and suppose they have, say, two kids. So one kid is completely surrendered, dependent, and obedient. So now parents have to take care of the child completely, because for everything is dependent on the parents. But whereas the other child is independent. So now, when it comes to the care and attention that parents give to both the kids will be different. So for the one who is independent, the parents will give independence. Okay, you know, you do whatever you want. And when it comes to the child who is completely dependent on the parents will make sure that they will give him proper directions. Oh, at this point you should do this. At this point you should do this. Why? Because that child is completely surrendered to the parent. Similarly, when it comes to us as living entities, depending on our surrender, Krishna will give directions. If a person is not interested, you know, to get directions from the Supreme Lord, Krishna will say, okay, you know, you do whatever you want. One day you will come back to me, I know. But as of now, you want to be independent, go ahead. But for the devotees who are completely surrendered to Krishna, Krishna takes complete charge of that person. Such a amazing situation this is, where Krishna is directly controlling the devotee. And one such example is there in this particular verse. And Prabhupada is talking about that. Here on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the Lord directly controls the transcendental senses of Arjuna. So Krishna was controlling the chariot of Arjuna, this we know. But here we have the inner detail. That is, Krishna was directly controlling the senses of Arjuna because Arjuna is a completely surrendered soul to Krishna. He is a very, very pure devotee. He is the associate of the Lord. So Krishna takes complete charge of this personality, and we'll see in the future verses, in the future chapters, that how Krishna has got so much of compassion, so much of love and so much of affection for Arjuna that every single point is giving him the direction what next to do. He's explaining every bit of it, every bit of it, right? So in this way, we see Krishna's name Rishikesha has got such a deep meaning. If not for Prabhupada, who would have explained us all these meanings? And then there are other names for Krishna. Many, many names are there. Few are mentioned here. Madhusudana. Madhusudana is killer of the demon Madhu. Then another name that is mentioned here is Govinda. Govinda means go and Vinda. Go means cows or senses. Vinda means one who gives pleasure. So Krishna, he gives pleasure to the cows. We all know he's a Gopa. And he also gives pleasure to the senses of his devotees. Then another name that is mentioned here is Vasudeva. Vasudeva is son of Vasudev. Then another name is Devaki Nandana. Devaki Nandana is the son of Devaki. And then we have another name called Yashoda Nandana, son of Yashoda, or the one who did pastimes in front of Yashoda. That is Yashoda Nandana. And Partha Sarathi, a very, very important name. We'll discuss more on this name in the future verses. Partha Sarathi means the chariot driver of Partha. Who is Partha? Arjuna. So in this way, we have different names of personalities, especially Krishna, and even other personalities in our Vedic culture. Now in Vedic culture, depending on the quality and the activities of the person, the name was given. But now in this modern time, there are names like Pintu, Tittu, Pantu, and so on and so forth, which hardly have any relevance or any name, any significance or any meaning, right? Now, there is one such name which we have to discuss, the name of Arjuna, that is Dhananjayaha. So, this word Dhananjaya is very significant. Why? So, Dhana and Jaya, the one who amassed lot of wealth or who won over lot of wealth, that's what is the meaning. And here, Prabhupada gives a very nice explanation for that. He says that Dhananjaya in this verse is used because he helped his elder brother. Who is the elder brother? Yudhishthir. In fetching wealth when it was required by the king to make expenditures for different sacrifices. So Yudhishthir Maharaj was doing various sacrifices and Arjuna was told, go and conquer various directions and get wealth from there for the sacrifice. So Arjuna did that very, very successfully. So his name is Dhananjaya. Now next line, it says, Paundram Dadmau Mahashankam Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. So Dadmau Mahashankam, someone blew Dadmau. Mahashankam, not just Shankam, Mahashankam, the terrific conch shell. Who is that person? So here, firstly, the name of the conch shell is given. What is the name of the conch shell? Paundra. And directly the name of the person is not mentioned, but the activities of the person is mentioned. Bhima Karma Vrikodaraha. So, what do you mean by Vrikodara? Here Prabhupada says, Vrikodara means the one who eats voraciously. Now, who is that person in the side of Pandavas? One and only, Bhima. So, this personality, Bhima, would eat voraciously. So, he was called as Vrikodhara. But then we know people eating and sleeping. But this personality, he would eat and he would do Herculean tasks. So, his another name is Bhima Karma. And one such example is killing of the demon Hidimba. Prabhupada mentions here. So in this way, these three personalities, Rishikesha, Dhananjaya, Vrikodara, they blew their conch shells. Now in the next few verses, we'll see other personalities, you know, various great personalities on the side of Pandavas, they will be blowing their conch shells one after another. So now the camera is completely on the Pandavas. Now let's see in the next verse, who are those different personalities in this scene. So let's discuss tomorrow. Hare Krishna.